I was recently part of a panel, and one of the questions that came to me was, if I was to say what I consider to be one of the most important professional skills that any manager could have, what would it be? And without hesitation, I said knowing how to make relationships work, because I think ultimately being a manager is about managing people, and people are all about being engaged with and feeling good if they're engaged with effectively, or somehow feeling bad if they're not. Now, the same, I would say, applies to leaders as well. But ultimately, the most effective leaders know how to engage people, and that means knowing how to have a relationship with them, not just, wax lyrical. So there is a real question here for anybody who's wanting to progress professionally, namely, do you know how to make relationships work, both with peers, with subordinates, but also with those above you? They're all relationships, and very often people are better at one of those categories than the others. And even if they're good at all of them, I've yet to meet somebody who couldn't be better, and who, by the way, would benefit from taking some of those skills home. Because one of the great paradoxes is that people can be very good in one context, exercising certain skills, but they don't necessarily take them to other places where they would be most welcome. So in the case of making relationships work, I think this is something which would benefit pretty much all of us to give some attention to on a fairly regular basis. Why? Well, being able to start and maintain good relationships is obviously one of the keys to professional success, because if you can't do that, you just get people's backs up, and it's very hard for them to take you seriously or to work easily with you. It's hard to collaborate, for instance. But it's also really important for your personal happiness. Why might that be? Because when we relate well, we feel real. We feel valued. We often feel understood, and we also act differently. We're more ourselves. But I think what I see very often is that somehow that's not really happening. And then there's all sorts of things that begin to unravel as a result. In the case of professionals, if you don't relate well, you can end up paying dearly for it through not only lost credibility, but lost promotion. I've lost count of the number of times that I've been coaching people who are seen as board material, but who in some way the other members of the board just don't feel comfortable with, because they don't seem to be able to get on with people. Now, that can also result in people having great technical expertise and being carefully kept in the back room, away from client-facing opportunities. Again, does that help you in your career and advancement? Probably not. But in our personal lives, exactly the same kind of questions and challenges arise. You can be living with someone, but that doesn't mean you're relating well to them. Indeed, you can feel very lonely living with someone because you're just not engaging with them. So, there are real how-tos that are learnable here. And for me, one of the pleasures of working with people over all these years is developing the tools that make that possible. How do you start and maintain great relationships? Well, there are real things you can do. And in addition, if you're involved in relationships which in some way are troubling, again, there are how-tos. Then, let's suppose a relationship is good. Does that mean, well, there's nothing to do here? I very often have worked with couples where things are actually pretty good, and they want them to be great. Now, that's of a different order. Can you make a good relationship great? Yes, you can. And furthermore, if you're in a position where you're thinking about the future kind of relationships you might want, well, the future hasn't yet happened, but you can prepare for it, and knowing how to do that is a practical skill. So for all these reasons, to me, there are some very important how-tos that go with knowing how to make relationships work. And because of the kind of conversations I was having, I've been moved to think, we really should do something on this. So I've committed to doing a day in the autumn, and I think it'll be nice to be able to show people some of the how-tos that have been developed by many people, myself included. Till then.